Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
But first, we'll take a look at the business stories making the headlines in the business pages of today's newspapers. Firstly, I see in the Irish Examiner a plea by Adrian Cummins, the Restaurant Association of Ireland CEO. He talks about the essentials of getting the 9% VAT rate reinstated. He basically saying that in a recent survey of his members, three quarters of his members said that they do not expect their business to be open this time next year if the 9% VAT rate is not introduced. And in addition, he said that two-thirds of the members said they would have already closed their business if it was not for the ongoing campaign for the 9%. So really, really strong cry here for the industry. I think you just have to look around to see the amount of restaurants that are closing. The costs are reported of the concession are about 535 million. Fine Gael's Peter Burke is thought to be in favour, but Jack Chambers thought to be maybe somewhat hesitant to reintroduce it. I have seen proposals around splitting the food and accommodation piece, which people are saying isn't possible. But I actually think that would be a good idea, where the concession could be given on food but not on accommodation. So we'll see what happens there. Staying with the restaurant sector, former Union Cafe in Dublin is the latest McKillen asset to hit the market. This is Paddy McKillen Jr.'s Oakman Development business selling the former Union Cafe site in Mount Merion. Apparently they're looking for 5.75 million for it. We've seen a huge number of transactions happening recently in the Press Up group. In recent weeks, it's also been reported that Cheyenne Capital is moving possibly to take control of the group. Cheyenne has been the financier of the group for the past 2 years and is currently owed somewhere around 40 million euros. So we'll see what happens there. Some good news around Maxi Zoo opening its 33rd Irish store, the Irish Examiner tells us today. Long-standing Cork pet store franchise, Maxi Zoo has opened its 33rd outlet in Ireland. Interesting business, focused solely on pets. Turnover rising 30%. Turnover 45 million in the December up to December 22. Profits of around 2 million up 12%. So it's a nice business. And it's part of the Fresnapi Group, which employs more than 1,700 shops right across Europe. So, good news there.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.